about the Messi thing.
Anything else on the Messi front, Chris, before we move on?
No, I'm done. I'm done.
I'm falling out. I told you, I never want to bring this guy's name up again.
I don't know, man. This Messi thing is just a freaking mess. What a disaster.
I don't want to hear this name ever again until it's official. But they got me back.
No question about it. I am ready to get hurt again.
Chris, the Herons are back.
Welcome, everybody, to episode number 175 of the Battle Herons podcast. I am your host, Daniel Granada, and alongside me, as always, Mr. KBD. How are you doing, sir?
Well, for those of you who bet sleeveless, you guys won the jackpot today, guys.
Sleeveless. So what's going on, Chris? How you feeling, sir? It's a Monday. We're coming off a three-point weekend.
I'm feeling like a million bucks, and I feel like we're gonna have a, fun weekend watching a bunch of IMCF tours. Yeah, oh shit, we're wearing the same hat. We didn't even coordinate that.
Oh shit, look at that. Nice. Man, now I feel kind of weird. I gotta change it. All right, I'm gonna change it in a second. All right, Soccer Daddy's the one that pointed it out. So I guess we could start off with the bad stuff. And shout out to Sir Octi from Argentina and everybody else that's in the chat right now. So let's start with the bad news. We kind of figured Diego Gomez would be out. We figured he'd be out for a while. We didn't know how long. Now I think we have more or less of a timetable. The timetable seems to be 4 to 6 weeks, which would put us right about Copa America.
Yeah.
Now I have a feeling that means that Diego Gomez probably won't play in Copa America. I don't know if Paraguay would use him coming off of injury. So I have a feeling that he'll come back and he'll play with us for about a month. But that doesn't mean that he's not going to leave us, because I think if he leaves, if he doesn't join Paraguay for the Copa America, for sure he's going to join the Olympics.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you. Would you rather have Diego Gomez join Paraguay for the Copa America and miss the month of June along with Messi and whoever else is going to go out there? Or would you rather have him go for the Olympics and then miss him for the month of, I guess, July through August?
No, I'd rather have the first option. And that actually helps, because then what will happen is we'll have some of the other guys who should be able to come and play some more time and get some, you know, get some action, some minutes, because this is a long season. So, and you said this was between June and July.
Well, they're saying that he's going to be back around mid-June. So I'm assuming he's not going to join for Copa America, right? So what I'm thinking is that he'll end up leaving for the Olympics, which is July, August. My problem with that is, if Messi's not going to be here, I guess it helps that he'll be here for that, right? Because he doesn't go to Copa America. But I kind of want to go into Leagues Cup full strength.
That would be the idea.
If he goes to the Olympics, right. If he goes into the Olympics, then we're going to go in and Leagues Cup, and we'd be missing Diego Gomez. I have a feeling Redondo's also going to be part of the Olympics, so we'll be missing Redondo. I want to win Leagues Cup. Right, I mean, we only have two trophies left to win. I want to make sure we get those two. And to get those two, we need to be full strength for Leagues Cup. So I kind of hope he comes back in time to get one or two games under his belt and be ready for Copa America and miss out on the Olympics, because I want Diego Gomez to be in that Leagues Cup run, because to me, that's going to be the most important trophy right now.
Well, and AZ Rebellion is mentioning Messi ain't playing in the Olympics. It's not necessarily about Messi, but we're going to be missing a lot of other players. And to top it off here, we have Gus mentioning more important to have him during Copa America when Messi is not here.
I disagree.
I disagree. We're going to be missing.
And I understand why Gus says that, right? Because if you're not missing Messi, at least if you have a good set of players that are still with the team, you might have a chance to win some games. Yeah. But honestly, I'm okay with dropping some games while Messi's gone during Copa America, but making sure that we're full strength for Leagues Cup. Because remember, you lose, let's say, I think it was like 6 or 7 games, right, while Messi's gone. Let's say you lose 4 of those and you win 3, or you lose 5 of those. as long as you make it into the playoffs, it doesn't matter where you're seated. You're still in the playoffs. You still have a chance to win the MLS Cup. League's Cup, it's 1 month. That's it. That's all you got. Give me your best shot.
And I mean, at this point, like, it's absolutely necessary to just even at least at League's Cup. And we need to exceed this season. Like, this season isn't meant to stay in the same plateau that we've been at. This is to exceed the expectations, to exceed and get the League's Cup and MLS Cup.
Well,
it's not too much to ask.
A lot of people in the comments are saying that they don't care about League's Cup, that all they care about is the MLS Cup. I think you should care about both. I guess if you have to choose one or the other, yeah, MLS Cup, I guess. That's fine, but you don't have to pick one or the other. You can win both. They're like, what? One is in August, one starts in October. There's the three months apart. Like, you can get both. So I'm
absolutely you can, but
you would be doing is sacrificing the supporter shield, and we all know that supporter shield doesn't really mean anything unless you're a Cincinnati fan. So I'm okay with that doing that.
Well, and Ungating is saying League's Cup is harder to win than MLS Cup.
That's why I want to be full strength.
And it is, but we need both. And yes, Mr. Krabs, it is a Domino's table.
You bought all that Inter Miami merch and wall decor, and you ended up going with the Cuban Domino's table instead?
I felt like to spice it up. You know, today is also Battered Herons en Español a las 10. And so I figured to throw that bad boy up here, you know. She's not sponsoring us yet, by the way, but I'm going to talk to her and see if she's she actually makes really great Domino tables, guys. And the moment I link up with her, I'll let you know where I got the Domino's table, but it is phenomenal.
If she can make one with Inter Miami or Battered Herons logo on it,
that would be for dope. Sure. Yeah, and I intend on selling this one as soon as I can get one like that.
All right. If we win, Skrilla says, if we win MLS Cup, we go with the star on the shirt. It's all we need. All right, that's fine.
Nice.
There's no guarantee, but there's no guarantee that you're going to win the MLS Cup, even though you should, right?
Yes.
So go all in on League's Cup and try to win it. And then 3 months later, you try to win the MLS Cup. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, what are you sacrificing by going all in on League's Cup? So, and again, this is all hypothetical because we don't know when Diego Gomez is coming back. We don't know if Paraguay is going to call him up for Copa America anyway, even though he's coming off of off an injury. But I'm just saying that if I could choose, I'd rather him go for La Copa America and just miss that time instead of going out for the Olympics, because I really want this team to be as close as possible to full strength to go in for the League's Cup.
Well, it's not too much to ask either, Danny. I mean, is it?
No, they're 3 months apart. I don't think it's too much to ask.
And Mr. Krabs is mentioning here a couple times, did you hear Apple TV may have the rights to the Club World Cup? Watch Inter Miami automatically qualify.
Yes, I heard that they're paying like $1 billion, and that's not hyperbole. Like, literally $1 billion for those rights.
Mike V, I got a fucking Domino's table back there.
All right. In other news, season ticket holders, if you checked your invoice, or you should have received an email telling you to check your invoice. Actually, Mike Longin from the Inter Miami show is the one that hit me up and let me know about it. So shout out to him. Yes. If you're a season ticket holder, you should have received an email charging you or giving you the option to pay now. You have 48 hours to do so for the League's Cup game. We have one game at home. Now, were you surprised at the price for these tickets? Because I went on a protest for Champions Cup, and I refused to go to any games, even though they were affordable at one point. And we got first round refusal for League's Cup. The tickets were not as expensive as I thought they'd be. Were you surprised at the prices?
I was actually surprised. I honestly thought, without revealing too much,
I don't think it's a big deal.
I was actually surprised that they were as low as they were, because I automatically assumed from the hype of League's Cup last year that they were going to hit us over the head with a big number.
But that's different, though. Last year's League's Cup is different than this year's League's Cup. Last year, Leeds Cup had the Messi just got here excitement. Like, listen, the ticket, it'll never be that hyped again.
Jason is mentioning his are pretty cheap, not going to lie, and he sits in our section.
Well, I did the math, and my ticket per ticket was about slightly over $20 more than what I paid for regular season tickets, for my season tickets per game. So just a little over $20 per ticket. So for a League's Cup game, and not that I wish it would cost the same, but considering it's League's Cup and what happened to us last year or even this year with Champions Cup, it was a pleasant surprise, I guess.
I want to bring up two comments here. First, by Mike V saying, dude, don't get me started with that shit. Mines are $210 a piece.
But how much is it if you break it down? How much over is it if you break it down per game for your regular season? Because if you're paying like $170 per game, then it's only $40 over.
And Mike V, you got some pretty good seats. And you're like right there at the 40, 50-yard line. Mm-hmm. Which the last two games I've seen you and I hollered at you and you just blew right past me, Mike V. Come on. What's going on?
He doesn't
on
like
here,
you.
Buddy?
He listens to other shows now.
Yeah, I guess. Thanks, Mike. but you got good season tickets. So I mean, I imagine that the price isn't too far from your normal tickets. Now, Sean is mentioning last year's season ticket holder got to buy them at $40 if early.
Yeah, I remember when they first went on sale, they were like $40. 100%. Yes. We bought them. Yes, we bought them. We had Trav on. We had Trav on, and he's like, hey. And we had him on Monday.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, this is happening. It's going to happen with Cruz Azul, so I suggest you guys buy the tickets. On Tuesday, you heard the rumblings. We bought the tickets. And then on Wednesday, it blew up and it became official. So we bought them for the $40 price.
Now, Jason is mentioning here, I'll just say minus 75. Yep, that's it right there. And that, to me, for League's Cup tickets, 75 a piece, I didn't hesitate. I bought them like that immediately because I want to go. Now, Sean Callahan's mentioning here, $40 times three last year if you got them early. Gus is mentioning mines are five more than what I paid for season tickets in section 115. That's great.
$5 more. Yeah, exactly. So that's for me, it was a little over $20, but it's not that bad.
And look, Jason is agreeing. For his, it's 75 for my season tickets, which isn't bad in his opinion. And it's not bad. I don't think that it's Alejandro is mentioning he's going to open up a GoFundMe for my wall. I mean, I'll add more stuff back here, guys. I don't know how much I can fit back there. I bought some Funko Pops, so we'll see how that works.
Oh, you have to put up shelves? Do you know how to put up shelves? Like, I don't see you as a handyman.
Of course I do, man. Are you?
I don't.
That's not. I got toolboxes for toolboxes. Okay?
Okay.
And let's see here. Let me see. Jason Luna saying, but the guy who sits next to me is also a season ticket member. He says no to that.
But that's fair. Like,
wow.
Look, I don't blame people.
Very surprising.
I don't blame people just because of the fact that, look, our season tickets went up double. So we're like, oh, yeah, it only went up $20. But technically, it went up a lot more when you compare it to the regular season prices we were paying last year. Yeah. Right? It went up $20 to the times two that we already faced this season overall. So, I mean, I get why some people would still be like, you know what, F it, no. But, you know, I did my whole silent protest for the Champions Cup already. With Leeds Cup, with the price that it is right now, I'll probably be there. So.
I'm going to go. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I just saw you lift up your shirt. And I don't know why that made me think of you. We'll talk about it later.
I don't have no guns. Are you kidding me? Look at these. Look at these pythons.
That's actually what I was going with.
Look at these pythons. I got guns,
Mr. Krabs.
Baby.
That's exactly where I was going with that, Mr. Krabs. I thought, you know what? Let me not insult Chris in public.
40 calibers, baby.
You got to start hitting the gym, Poppy.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I can always get more muscular, but 40 calibers, baby. Come on.
You know what I was thinking? And this is completely off subject. It was just real quick. Yeah. I would like to compete with you in a weight loss competition.
Oh my God.
I'm at 200 pounds and I haven't been 200 pounds since my wife was pregnant with our second kid. And I was like, nice. I need some type of motivation. I need some type of competition to get this to work. So we got to get something going because we need to compete in a weight loss competition between you and I, because I got to drop these LBs.
Man, you're getting me, but and come on, Jason, you're calling me Larry the Lobster?
I don't know what that means.
He's a cool fucking character. Come on.
Well,
and Planet Fitness membership. Don't they fucking sell, don't every month don't they come out with boxes of pizza? And they just or is that UFIT that they put pizza boxes in the front of the entrance? Like,
that's hey, wild. Guys. Do they?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You know, Mitch, we were going to do this last season.
Yes.
Before Messi and everything. It was like last February that we wanted to do something, and we wanted to do it with everybody that watched the show or anybody that wanted to participate. And we wanted to just do a big battered family just weight loss competition. And then the winner would get like some shirts or something. But yeah, we wanted to do that, but it's kind of hard to set it up with everybody.
Because we have to do like a weight loss app, and you know, it's not fair to the thinner people because you got to
do it by percentages. No, well, you would do it by percentages. Yeah, we have to do it by percentages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll see.
Listen,
so Sean,
I lived 2-a-days for some time now. For some time, I mean, it's been a while, but. That's exactly what I would be doing to make sure I dominate the whole thing.
Yeah. So you brought up the last episode. So I wanted to bring back something that we did a couple weeks ago.
Never.
Did it just become a crisp 145 episode?
This is. Everybody's just 145 me. I got no guns. I got... Fucking, I look like a 74-year-old man with my beard. My wall is still empty, even though I put a Domino's table back there. Who has Domino's tables in the back of their shit? Huh?
Yeah, we gotta look for hammy so you can finish 145 in your ass. So again, watch
somebody with fucking CGI shit back here. Get the fuck out.
We wanted to go
see plates and shit and fucking knickknacks. I'm about to 145 all right. All of you, chat.
This is about to become a 98, sorry. Is what this is about to become. This show's gotten off to a horrible start. All right. So we apologize for those of you on audio because you're really lost.
Yeah.
So we want to bring back some of the things that we saw. Because like we said a couple weeks ago, we wish more people could join in live. Obviously, it's impossible.
Yeah.
But sometimes they put comments on the YouTube section. And we enjoy some of those comments. So we like to bring them back. And we kind of wish that they would have been here in person so we can go back and forth with them. But we didn't. So what we did is we took a second and we screenshotted some of them. And we're going to post them up here so we could share them with everybody. So here's the first one.
Bring it up. You want me to read it or you go with this?
No, this one I'll take because this really wasn't an insult. Saberka? 767 said, did anybody notice that Messi's bodyguard wasn't around for this game? I wonder what happened to him. Now, Chris, did you notice that? Now, I will tell you that I did see him at the stadium. So I saw him there.
Kicking back margaritas?
But I wasn't paying attention to the sideline where he usually is running back and forth. So I didn't notice that he wasn't running back and forth. But I know he was there because I saw him. Me, with my own eyes, I saw him. So I know he was there. Can anybody in the chat or you, Chris, did you see him or verify or heard anything about this? Because that's odd.
I did look on the side a couple times. I didn't spot him with his normal like pace back and forth. But usually like he's very visible. Jason is mentioning usually in the corners, he's behind Messi. Soccer Daddy saying he was there. Mm-hmm. But then Jason is saying, but not this game. So...
Because I saw him. 100% I saw him. I saw myself before the game started. I know he was there.
He was in the northwest corner, apparently.
But usually he like runs the sideline along with Messi. Yes,
correct.
So,
correct.
But I, like I said, I didn't notice it. But I thought that was an interesting comment that I kind of wish we would have had a chance to go over during the show.
Yes.
But, Yeah, this one I wasn't able to. So here, let's go to the next one.
Well,
let's
apparently Cuervo says he doesn't run back and forth anymore. So I guess he's done with getting his cardio in. I mean, he's stopped. I mean,
they have all the security guards there.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of people that are surrounding the pitch now. Like, it's going to be really hard to get through to get to the players.
Well, and Jean-Paul Terrazas is asking, with 24 hours left in the transfer window, do you think Matias Rojas, do you think we'll be able to sign him before this transfer window ends? I think we'll talk about it in a little bit.
Well, let's talk about it now. I do think that they'll sign him. There's enough smoke there where there has to be fire. He was at the game on Saturday. I definitely think that he will be signed. The question is who leaves, right? Because we need to open up a roster spot. And I think that's been why we've been waiting. But I 100% do think that it happens. But I don't know who's going to go. But I'm assuming it gets announced tomorrow at some point. So, yes, and I do think that it's going to happen.
This is a good response, Mitch. Maybe he had a hamstring injury. I mean, fucking
possibly.
At this point. So let's go. Bring the comments. I love these. I love this segment. We got to name this segment.
We have to find a name for it.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Oof. Are you going to go with this as well?
No. You got the rest.
Yeah, let me get this. So this is at Grace is Messy. Great name, by the way, Grace. You are messy. Or no, it's Grace is Messy at Dragoon 10. Chris says Messi is not MVP even when Messi does everything. So what more do you want? Every time they say he's not MVP, I don't want praising. Just be honest and fair. So, like, we're supposed to, like, talk about Messi all day, every day. Messi, Messi, Messi. Every three words needs Messi in it. Is that necessary?
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely necessary. I mean, at this point, we can't talk about anybody. Mm-hmm. This is the Battered Messi podcast. That's what it is. We can't give credit to Jordi Alba. Can't give credit to Luis Suarez.
Yeah, but I think he was referring to the fact that you say Messi is not the MVP of the game when he was.
I mean, look.
Who did you say was the MVP of the, I think you said Chelo was the MVP of last game.
I probably said either Chelo or Diego Gomez, maybe.
No, I think you said Chelo. I mean, I can see how Chelo. That's just, over Messi?
I mean, so what? Am I supposed to pick Messi every game? The game before, no. I said the time before,
but
I said Jordi Alba.
The game before, it was Diego Gomez.
I said Jordi Alba was MVP like 2 days ago. I mean, 2 games ago. I got blasted because I said that Messi was not MVP, even though he's the greatest player on the whole planet. Oh, good one, Mitch. Imagine. I don't even want to read it.
All right.
You gotta watch for that one, listeners. So Grace is Messy, just reloading the gun here, says, give Messy his credits. Every time he drops a masterclass, you two always cry about it, saying he was an MVP or whatever. What more do you want? By the way, Messy should have had 5 assists today.
Actually, I might have cut that short, but I believe he says...
Who cares? I love Messy.com. That's what he said. No, I love Messi.org. Oh, my God.
I don't even know if you want to see that one. He said that he would have 5 more assists if the rest of the team wasn't so trash, is basically what he said.
Temporary NEM comments, Waters. So, and this is a good one, Mr. Krabs. This is the Battered Herons podcast, not the Battered Messi podcast. And if we were to name our podcast Battered Messi, we'd still get hate because now we're saying that Messi is battered, which is like a negative connotation.
The thing, look, I think that we get a lot of slack for disliking Messi because we talk so much. And shout out to Solana. Solana's, for those of you know, you guys know Solana by now. He's going to be with us at 10 o'clock in the Battered Herons en Español. So make sure that if you haven't already subscribed to that channel, if you speak Spanish, and if you don't and you want to just learn some Spanish, jump on with us anyway. I think we get a lot of slack for not liking Messi just because of the fact that we talk about other players. And, whenever we say Messi isn't performing at a high rate, we'll say it when we say somebody else has played the best, you know, they get frustrated for whatever reason. But I don't know if you can notice, but like, I mean, there's no Messi hate over here. There's Messi here. There's Messi there. There's Messi there. There's Messi over there. Like, we don't hate the guy. We just, you know, call it how we see it. But we love Messi. But we love Inter Miami more. And I think that that's where the disconnect is. The disconnect is that a lot of people watch this and they love Messi over Inter Miami. And for us, it's Inter Miami over anybody. So, and I think that that's where the disconnect is between every, for us and a lot of the people that watch this show.
Well, and I think the what they want is they want supreme Messi coverage. Which,
no, it's like what he's, look what Khalil's saying. Without Messi, we won't be watching you. So respect the GOAT. Okay, thank you for watching. But this show would go on whether Messi was here or Messi wasn't. And Khalil, honestly, if you don't want to watch us, I don't give a fuck. I'm just telling you that about Inter Miami and we love Messi. Don't get me wrong, we love Messi. And I'm sure when he leaves, you'll stop watching, and that's fine. But what I'm saying is that we love Inter Miami more.
Well, and we have to talk about the team, right? Like, Messi is just one player on the team. Thus, I mean, in reality, a great player, the best player, the most important player on the team. But we still have to talk about the damn team. So, and Solana's mentioning right here, the difference is we're a fan of the team, not the player. There is a whole team.
And don't get me wrong, I appreciate all the Messi fans that are watching, you know, but it gets a little annoying, everybody reminding us of us, how much we have to thank Messi. We've thanked them enough. We have.
Now, Rebi Rabago 9040 says, Tata es un
DT. Técnico perdedor.
Oh.
He's a coach.
But why does he say DT? Técnico? The hell's DT for?
Somebody in the chat, Deportivo Técnico? I don't know. But it's a coach. Now, are you still on the Tata is a loser? Because we've now played 10 games. He's lost twice. So are you on the Tata is a loser?
No, man. I don't think he's a loser. I mean, we're at the top of the table right now. Like, he's doing something somewhat right, right? I mean, the players.
Thank you, Francisco. Where's Francisco go? There he goes. Director técnico.
Director técnico. I think, you know, obviously the players hold a lot of weight in terms of our success. But, I mean, Tata is essentially doing as good as he can, I guess. I mean, some of his strategies are pretty tough. So, and AZ Rebellion saying, pretty sure Chris and Danny have praised Messi to high hell. I mean, not, no es pa tanto. I mean, we give him his credit. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time,
I've praised him big time.
Yeah. And we have to understand, though, that there's other players that we kind of want to talk about. Listen, not everybody here wants to hear just about Messi. We know most of you do, or a lot of you do, but there's other players that play on this team. So get the fuck over it. I don't know. Is that too strong, Danny?
A little bit, but it's all right.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys. Don't get over it. We'll keep talking about Messi.
All right, here's the last one. Good luck with this one.
All right, so Gupdate 1801 is saying he didn't give penalty because it's important to make 2-goal advantage. Just use common sense.
Before you continue, at no point are we making fun of the way people write. When I write in Spanish, I mess up all the time. I speak Spanish, but my writing in Spanish isn't top notch. So some of these people, maybe English isn't their first language. So just make sure that we're not at any point making fun of their writing or anything. We appreciate everybody that takes the time to write a comment. So just want to put that, because there's some typos in here. So I just want to make sure I clarify that. We're not clowning on anybody. If you watch me write in Spanish, you'll probably clown on me, okay? So I want to make sure I put that out there before we kept going.
So he keeps writing here. 1-2 is risky, so we have to take the penalty to make it 1-3. After that, if penalty comes, then Messi will definitely give to his teammate. Seems you guys haven't watched Messi 20 years football career, his 20 years. if he takes all the penalties over his career, he would have more goals than anybody else. Most of the time, he gives a penalty to his teammates when it's not that important. Even giving many penalties to his teammates, he is still the second top goal scorer of all time as per game ratio. He has the highest goal score than anybody else. So Guthrie, He's in a stat. He's in a stat bag. You could tell that he went into the dungeon here. Really tried to recover as much information as possible to tell us Messi would be a infinite amount of goals better than everyone if he gave up penalty kicks. But because he does, he still isn't like the greatest scorer of all time.
Right. But his point, I think he was referring to when we said that we were surprised that Messi took that penalty kick instead of Luis Suarez.
Yes.
And what he was saying in that comment was that because the game was still close 2-1 instead of a larger advantage, that he had to take it because he needs to make sure that they score. My question is, are you really doubting that Luis Suarez can make a penalty kick? That's like, I get that Messi's the greatest of all time, but like, do you really think that if it would have been Luis Suarez, it would have been that much of a risk?
That's the dumbest. Yeah, go ahead.
Luis Suarez, to my understanding, has the same percentage, almost to the T, career-wise, as Messi does as far as penalty kicks, which is slightly under 80%. So statistically, they're almost identical when it comes to kicking from the spot. Luis Suarez is one of the greatest strikers of our generation, if not the greatest striker of our generation. I'm not saying that Messi isn't the greatest player. I'm saying, do you really believe that Messi had to take that because they need to make sure that he makes it so he couldn't give it up to Luis Suarez? Luis Suarez would have made that also. So I thought that was a little weird or presumptuous to say that Luis Suarez couldn't make that. I think Luis Suarez could have nailed that also.
Well, and I also think, that it's sort of like really dumb to say that he did it because it was necessary, as if like the best penalty kick taker behind him would have been like Borjolin or Campana.
Yes, in that case, if it's like Borjolin, then I get it.
Yes.
But look, what about this? This is a fair point. Suarez himself knew that he wasn't in form. He wasn't having a good game. But to that point, I think that seeing the ball go to the back of the net kind of lifts you up a little bit. Like in the NBA, and I know basketball is a completely different sport, so please don't kill me for this comparison, but just a quick analogy. In basketball, if you're having a rough game and there's a technical foul called, the person that's having a rough game runs to the free throw line so they can see the ball go through the hoop. Because once you see that ball go through the hoop one time, it builds some confidence. Now, obviously in basketball, you have a lot more opportunities to score. But, and I'm not saying that Messi was wrong for taking it, but I'm saying that it's kind of weird to just assume that Suarez would have missed and that Messi had to take it. That's all.
I mean, again, but that's a little bit of the Messi bias thing here, you know?
I mean, it's also the greatest of all time bias. But I'm just saying, I thought that the way he phrased it, I thought was a little weird to just assume that Suarez wouldn't make it.
But that goes back to the whole point of you don't have a terrible penalty taker after him. You have a couple other people that are like pretty qualified in that. Like, there's a point that Mitch is mentioning here. Messi did it for Joseph last season. It helped Joseph. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Joseph, I mean, as far as I know, I'm not working off of numbers.
Messi did it all the time for Joseph.
And I think if I'm not mistaken, Joseph is not a bad penalty taker. I mean, I don't know about his stats, but just aesthetically from what I remember, he wasn't a terrible penalty taker. So that's something that I guess would be interesting to look it up. And Solana is making a request at the jukebox, Daniel. He's saying, can we please bring this up at 10?
For sure.
Sure. We'll bring this comment up. And I think it would be a good touch point.
Yeah. And I can't find Joseph's percentages from the spot, but I know he is a good penalty kicker. But I did think that, but you know, it was different though, because Luis Suarez is Luis Suarez, and Luis Suarez has been playing well this season. Joseph was having a bad season overall. I think Messi was sacrificing himself to just try to get Joseph in a groove. And I never, at no point am I suggesting that Messi's selfish. Messi yeah. doesn't need the goals. Messi is a selfless player. But again, the way that they brought it up, I just thought it was a little weird. So anyway, so that was it for the comments on YouTube.
Well, Angel Lestat, too, is saying this for Chris. I really understand that Messi crazy fans can be really annoying, like criticizing other players to uplift Messi more, but try to ignore them or you will not enjoy having Messi on Inter. Listen, I think the majority of the fan base enjoy having Messi on this team. We fully understand that because of Messi and friends that we do have the success that we are having at this moment because of that.
John Paul, absolutely, yes. Even if you write your comments in the chat in English, we will still respond in Spanish.
Yeah.
And we'll just probably rephrase your question for the audio listeners that are listening in Spanish. What you were just saying about the whole Messi thing, Chris and I are enjoying the hell out of Messi being here. But absolutely. I will say that there is a very large percentage of – okay, let me rephrase that. Maybe not large – but there is a big portion of the original fan base that was here from before 2020 and was excited about this team that is annoyed to the point where I think that they'd rather see Inter Miami fail without Messi than succeed with Messi.
With Messi, yes, I agree with that.
And you see them, whether it be on Twitter or, you know, at the stadium, whatever, they are so annoyed by the Messi thing that they rather see the team fail without Messi than win trophies with Messi. And I'm not that guy. No. Messi fans and diehards can annoy me all they want. I don't care. Messi, the greatest player of all time, is on my team. There's only three professional teams on the planet that can say that. And my team is somehow one of them. And I will live with that forever because only three franchises in the world can write Messi on the back of their kit and it be a real kit, right? Not one of those Houston Dynamo Messis or anything like that. No, it's a legit real jersey and I love it. And I'm, you know, but I will tell you, like, I dislike both portions. Like, I'm right in the middle.
They're both hard to support.
I really dislike the people that are so obsessed with Messi that we're not allowed to talk about anybody else in a positive light. And I really dislike the old fans that hate Messi and rather see us lose than win with him. Like, why can't we all just be happy somewhere in the middle? Like, let's just win trophies and be happy and celebrate. That's all.
And Amanda is mentioning here, respect the OGs, people. Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, you know, unfortunately, for better or for worse, a lot of the OGs are going to be the people that stick around after Messi leaves. That's the fact of the matter. But now we can't just poo-poo on the parade for the next 2-3 years just because we have a big name.
Oh, like okay.
No, and I want to mention something, guys. Like, so do you want a crap team that you could be able to meet at a fucking Wendy's parking lot?
I have a question for you. You said the word parade, and it's something that I've been meaning to talk about for months, and I always forget. If Inter Miami were to win the MLS Cup, do we get some type of parade?
We have to. No, but it would have to be in Broward.
Absolutely not. I refuse.
It would have to be in Broward.
I protested like I did Champions Cup.
And guys, chime in the chat. Where would the parade be after we win the MLS Cup? Where it would have to be on Commercial Boulevard.
Absolutely.
You know
not.
That, right?
Maybe if it's inside the stadium. And Gus, yes. Because a lot of those Messi lovers have an actual team that they root for, and he'll never play for their team. So 100% exactly. Gus, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. We got Jonathan Lacey saying Las Olas.
No.
Look at that. Look at that, Danny.
No. No, absolutely not. I will get so mad.
Probably the Dunkin' Donuts that's across the street charging $50 a parking.
Well, first of all, I'll start off with saying I don't know if we get a parade. Because Messi's on the team, I think maybe we do.
No way.
Because people will show up to watch Messi float by one of those little floaties. So because of that, I do think that there's a chance that we get a parade. But if it wasn't for Messi being on the team, there would be no parade. I don't think so. And if it's going to be in Broward, I don't want it. Absolutely not.
Gakko is saying it should be the same route as the Heat. Why would you take it to Biscayne Boulevard?
Because that's literally like if the Dolphins play Miami Gardens on the border of Broward, and if they ever win, which they won't, but if they ever win, it'll be down Biscayne also.
We're gonna go to fucking Miami Beach.
I'd rather that than look, Broward.
Hazel Lopez is mentioning Yellow Lot. I could see that. Calle Ocho.
How about we just celebrate on the dirt of where the Freedom Park would be? That'd be dope.
That'd be super dope. But I mean, Alejandro has the same. He's agreeing with you as well.
Absolutely.
No Broward. No way. You know, this is a good question, Mr. Krabs. Did Columbus get a parade when they won? We should ask the wise men. Look, Hoffman is mentioning the same thing. Freedom Park parade. Hazel is mentioning a boat parade. Now, this I could see, Mitch. A parade down Collins in Sunny Isles.
No.
It's got to be Broward, Danny. It's not going to be in
absolutely
fucking Dade.
Not. Is it called the Inter Broward? Inter Fort Lauderdale? Inter Sunny Isles? No. I don't care where they're playing right now. We represent Miami. Absolutely not.
I wish it was in Homestead, Hazel, but like.
Absolutely not either. I don't want it in Homestead either.
Brickle, Alejandro, like you guys are off the chain tonight. Like Brickle, Danny, Brickle
dope.
Jonathan Lacy saying a Key West. I mean, you know what we should do? You know what we should do? We should have it on 8th Street, right in front of FIU. How about that? Right in front of Miami FC's stadium.
Stadium. Like, go down Calle Ocho. I would love that.
But I could see that more than like the beach. Or downtown.
But Biscayne would be a good one. The only thing is that Biscayne, because the only... where did the Marlins go? The Marlins went down Biscayne also, didn't they?
Yeah, but that's closer.
The border of Broward. Yeah,
but not really. It's still Miami Gardens. It's Miami. It's Opa-locka, Carroll City, still in Dade County. Like, we're so far in Broward County, the stadium... You think that they're going to take it down to fucking Brickell and downtown? Pablo Golasso is mentioning Overtown. Cuervo Miami is mentioning on the Turnpike, Hard Rock Guitar.
Does anybody know where the Marlins had their parade? I would assume it was down Biscayne also. The only thing is that when the Heat did it, they rode down Biscayne and ended it with a celebration inside their arena. I don't know where they would end the parade if another team went ahead and did that there. So I don't know.
Mike V saying A Street to Bird Road to end at Tropical Park.
Let's do it.
And Sean Callahan, listen, this I could see something in front of the Hard Rock Guitar where they do the lights and all that stuff. I think that this would be perfect. Either that
your obsession with that stupid guitar is out of this world.
Well, I don't understand why they're not putting anything Inter-Miami related after the fucking games. Like, this is... And you have Messi that's, like, sponsoring them or whatever. Or they're sponsoring Messi. Like, what are we doing? What are you doing, Inter-Miami? That you're not capitalizing on that stupid fucking guitar in Broward County. And this is... Somebody mentioned in front of Manolo. That's Ocean Drive again.
All right.
I can't all believe right, see, you think it's not going to be in Broward County.
Look, the Marlins did Biscayne, then did the boat parade to... Nah.
Boat parade? I don't remember parade for the Marlins.
Yeah, not. See, I was believing him at first, but... All right. I guess this is the perfect chance to segue here since Konarayev is asking if Messi's playing next game. That was actually our last topic of the show, so I guess let's get into it. And Mitch told me to look it up, so maybe he is being serious. And Greenberg, the final would be December 8th or December 9th, give or take. So I would assume the parade is on December 11th or 12th. So go ahead and just block that week out. Book your tickets. That's it. Book your tickets. Tootsies, it is. All right.
First three drinks on me.
So I'm hearing speculations that Luis Suarez will not be playing in that he will not be playing on Saturday because the game is on turf.
Yep.
So there are some rumblings because from what, at least for Fabian Renkel, we had him on the show back in January, and from what he said, and I'm going strictly based off of what Fabian said, he said Luis Suarez did not play on any turf pitches when playing in Brazil last year. Now, I don't know how many turf pitches they have over there, but apparently whenever there was a pitch that was turf in Brazil, he sat out the game because of his knees, obviously. Okay. Now, I don't know how true that is. I'm going based off of what Fabian said. Mm-hmm. If that is the case and that is true, I do not expect him to play on Saturday, which he shouldn't. We were talking about it. Exactly. And from what Mr. Krabs is saying, that I was also surprised. I didn't know that they had turf pitches, but maybe they do. I don't know. But if that's the case, I don't think he'll play. And like we were saying two days ago on our last episode, if it were me, I would literally bench the starting 11. I wouldn't start absolutely anybody that is a regular starter for us. Because the luck that we've had with injuries this year, or lack thereof, there's absolutely no reason to risk it. We lost, who was it? Coco Jean out for the year with the torn ACL there last year. 2 years ago, I think we lost somebody else. That is by far the worst pitch in the league. We're going to be on, actually, let me take this chance real quick to let everybody know. We usually have a show on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Unfortunately, I have a new job, has me doing a couple crazy things Wednesday and Thursday night. So we have a little bit of a change to our schedule. We will be going live on Tuesday, tomorrow at 9 o'clock, to preview Saturday's game against New England. And unfortunately, won't be able to get on the rest of the week for Battered Heron. So we'll be with you tonight and tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. To preview it with Tommy Two Time, and we'll talk to him about the crappy turf field that they play on. So that'll be tomorrow night when we have our preview episode for Saturday. But again, so what I was going to say, I wouldn't start anybody, and I wouldn't take any chances.
Well, this is what's coming right here by Hoffmat, Alfonso Borjalin hat trick. And there's somebody, the name escapes me, who always requests for a Borjalin hat trick. So I can't wait for that. And Jason is asking, are we going to go to Orlando's away game? I am going to go. I don't even know when it is.
It's on a Wednesday.
I am going to go. I'm going to call the day off and I'm going to go. Fuck it. YOLO.
If my memory serves me correctly, you might have some responsibilities that week that don't allow you to go. And I'm pretty sure I'm right on that date. So I don't think you're going to be going either, buddy, because it's May 15th. So, yeah, I don't think you're going to be going. So, yes,
we'll see.
If it were up to me, I wouldn't have any of them play on Saturday. Chris, do you think that they'll be playing on Saturday?
I think that it's all going to be IMCF2, guys. I think it's going to be backups. I think that this is actually the perfect time to do this because the Revs are fucking garbage.
Well, yes. Well, that's the thing. If we play with all backups, I have a hope of getting out of there with at least a draw, if not sneaking out with the win. And if we lose, I don't care. Oh, we're not number one in the East. We're not going to win the sport. I don't care. I promise you, you'll be a lot happier having a healthy Messi and Suarez and everybody else than somehow winning the game, but in the 65th, 70th minute, one of the big guys go down with a torn ACL or something like that, which happens often in that stadium.
I think a win is everyone returns in the same condition that they got there. Yes, that's a win. That's
a great point. And then Alejandro, my job is bringing. I appreciate you, Alejandro, for the super
Thank
slam.
Thank you for the super slam. Comment.
I promise you that if I could just do this, I would be on here every night for a couple hours a night. But unfortunately, this doesn't bring us money.
Which, by the way, I just want to
mention. BetterFans.com. You guys make this blow up, then, you know, maybe, you know.
help a brother out.
Yeah, help me. I'll happily be on here way more often.
Which, by the way, I want to mention to you guys, at least for the time being, you know, since we got our show today and tomorrow, and we're not going to have shows until the post game on Saturday, Danny and I were talking a little bit about, you know, what to do to fill in the week. I was thinking about recording playing FIFA with a couple people this week. So if you guys want, you guys can be able to friend request me or whatever, however it works, on PlayStation. So shortly, I'm going to put like my username so that way you guys can be able to kind of like friend me or whatever. I mean, I'm thinking about just having people give me their friend name so that way I could just request them, because I'm going to have a ton of people spamming me like, oh, you hate Messi, blah.
That's true. Hazel, is Sergio Ramos coming to Miami? I sure hope so. I think I've said it before, and if I haven't said it, I'll say it again. My favorite soccer player of all time is Sergio Ramos. I would love him to come because I think he's at the latter part of his career. I think that there's a good possibility that he'd come to play with Busquets and Jordi Alba, guys that he played with in the Spanish national team. But we'll see. And Alejandro Rohan says, upgrade your Super Slam by 4 or 5 zeros, and we'll be on here all the time. Battered hair on 5 times a week. Are you having a Heat show? Yes, for Mitch asking. And if you guys haven't already, we have a Battered Heat fans show. We'll be going live tomorrow night at 10 o'clock to recap game one and preview game two. And then we'll be coming on later this week to recap game two and preview game three. That series isn't going great, but we'll see.
Well, I'll tell you this much. Wait, before we end the show, Solana, that's the idea. Battered Herons 5 nights a week.
That's always been my dream. But very difficult to make that happen. But that's yes. The ultimate goal. Maybe we'll see how we cook that up in the next couple of months.
And Hazel's asking, any special guests this week? We are going to be having Tommy Two Time tomorrow. Tommy Two Time. And Solana's already offering. Solana, you could be the first opponent. We're playing FIFA. We're doing it. So, and you know what, Francisco? I'm going to live stream pinning on the wall pink. If you guys are willing to
just putting down the nails.
I will put nails in the wall, and you guys just throw a couple super slams for each nail I put up. I'm good with it. And Amanda, thank you so much. Appreciate for the you, super Amanda. Sticker. Much appreciated. So, and yeah, listen, yeah. It's killing me with every fiber in my body that I'm not watching the Knicks game. I got the score being updated as we speak, though.
Fuck so. Your Knicks. Rohan said, oh, Tommy, yeah, you could 145 this Tommy, even though it's not the Tommy you're thinking about. I think some people might be thinking it's the Atlanta Tommy. That's Tommy One Time. Tommy Two Time is the New England / New York Knicks fan, Tommy Two Time.
Yes.
So he will be on with us tomorrow night talking some New England Revolution, which is the worst team in the MLS. So we'll see how that goes. I think we've basically covered everything. I'm not going to lie to you. We literally talked about, I want to say, three things maybe today and managed to get an hour out of it. I honestly thought we would go for half an hour today. But as always, the chat carries us. We appreciate you guys. You guys make this show so fun. You guys are honestly the reason I would love to do this 5 times a week. For right now, we're still doing Mondays. Next week, we'll come back to our regular schedule, which is Monday, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and then post games. So next week, we'll be back to 4 days a week. But this week is a little weird because of my job, unfortunately. But we'll get back to it. Any final words there, Chris?
Well, for any of you that are interested in playing FIFA this week, I went ahead and in the chat, I put down my username on PSN. So go ahead and reach out to me there. And hopefully I'll be able to go ahead and play some of you guys this week, hopefully. And Alejandro, thank you for the super duper slam. $9.99. Much appreciated. And yes, I'm telling you, maybe more people will start following. I will definitely get that done. Like and subscribe, guys, just like Richard Greenberg is. Richard Greenberg's a huge supporter. I will not be wearing Daisy Dukes, Mike V. I might wear short shorts, but not those short shorts.
And Chris, I'm not going to lie to you. Maybe you shouldn't do the wall, because I have a feeling there's a lot of people that might just get on here. Did he finally do the wall? bam, if you finally do it, what else are they? There's no more suspense.
Yeah.
It's the sleeves and the wall.
That's it. Or should I just do green screen and just do the wall different every time?
I think that's awesome. Peter Brown does that.
Yes. You guys don't,
I always confuse his name with somebody else's podcast name, so I don't want to
Football
say the wrong
Miami
one.
TV.
There you go. Him and Uncle Ed, and his green screen is pretty awesome.
Yes, so, it is. Yeah, yes.
He does an awesome job. All right, Chris, final words before we get out of here. Oh, well,
that's it.
Before we get out of here and jump on to Espanol, and well, we start at 10:05. So in like 10 minutes.
Yes. So guys, I put my username in the chat. Look for it. Friend request me. If I got time, we'll play tonight. If not, maybe on Wednesday. Maybe on Wednesday or Thursday, I'll have a little bit more time. So
yeah, well, we're not doing the show and usually doing it on Wednesday and Thursday. So
yeah, yeah.
All right. So again, Battered Herons en Español at 10:05. So go ahead and jump on there if you want to keep kicking it with us for the next hour. And if you are listening on audio, thank you for listening all the way to the end. Please do give us like 5 stars, comment, review, all that other good stuff. If you are watching on YouTube, thank you for watching all the way to the end. Please like, subscribe, share, tell your friends. And as always, we have to thank the chat. This show, I don't know how we got to an hour. I wasn't expecting it. But as always, you guys make this show awesome with all the times that you guys chime in and just give us stuff to talk about. So you guys are the real MVPs of this show. Not Messi. It's you guys. So yes. Can I get killed for that one too?
No, we
appreciate you guys. Yeah, no. So we appreciate you guys. And if you're joining us in Spanish, we'll see you in a little bit. If not, we will see you tomorrow night at 9:00 when we're previewing the New England Revolution with Tommy 2 Times. So until the next one, have a good one.